In today's episode, I'm showing you me, raw and uncut, and giving you an insight into what I'm trying to achieve. This is how legends are made. So hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. Today I wanted to just share something with you that I'm going to try and navigate more and more often. Something I've spoken about in the past, but today I want to kind of just give you a bit more grounding behind it and why you'll see more episodes like this. One of the things I do a lot of is commercial and corporate coaching, and that is amazing and I love it, and it's important for my business to have that. What comes with that can be a uniform, and I don't mean just in clothes. It can be a uniform in the sense of how we approach a certain professional demeanor, professional manner, which is wonderful, and I can translate into that world, I can operate in that world, and that's fine. However, I want to improve what I think is more of an authentic version of me, which is the one that's sharing the highs and the lows, the problems and the failures and the successes that go into my life on a day-to-day basis. And the reason behind that is that I believe that if we're all uniform, if we're wearing uniforms, we're trying to put a polish on who we are, I think that neutralizes us all. We're all kind of seen within the same light. But when we embrace our uniqueness, something I've spoken to before, and our invulnerability, I think we get more engaged, more interested. I think that's possibly why the interest in reality TV is so high, because we're seeing people in their raw state. And I want to respect in a corporate environment that need for professionalism where it's uniform. But I also want to really ramp up how important being authentic is. Because ultimately, I think what I want to do is to remove any pedestal that me being on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or putting a video out there does. I want to just drop that down to being the fact that, you know, I'm just a guy working at his craft and wanting to share that. I think it's important because that way you may get more from these videos, you may interact with it more, you may get the benefit more than me postulating or posturing an idea or appearing as if I'm kind of on some sort of pedestal giving advice. That's not the idea. So I'm going to maybe start a series of off the pedestal or no pedestal, which really just kind of highlights what's happening in the day or the week or something's on my mind that's not directly related to coaching, but it's going to be something that I wanted to share and continues to give you insight into who I am. Because I think the more we can embrace this, the more we can just be ourselves where we are not uniform, I think that gives so much more value and depth of understanding of a person than anything else. So that's kind of why I kind of do these videos, why I'm trying to embrace that more and striving towards this new and important goal. And what I find is that before I go into it is thinking how, you know, I want to deliver value. So I'm thinking, what can I give you? What's really important to me that I think I can share with you and that's going to give you something? And I find that it makes me smile because I'm thinking this is going to be a time when I have no idea that this is going to be important to you, interesting to you, or give you any value whatsoever. And that's weird. It's a weird feeling just to not know that what you're saying is going to have any importance for you. But anyway, that said, my day today has been really work orientated from the get. It was a late night last night working very hard. And then this morning from about 7:30, I was creating content, putting things out there, freeing up the big portion of my morning so that I could actually get my other businesses sorted out and working on those. And they required a lot of time. So that was great, but I also had a slot in, I wanted to get a run in. So I did a run today, a 3K, my 3K run. Really nice, very gentle, because I'd done an 8K run on Sunday where I'd pushed it a bit further, a longer distance for myself than I'd usually done. So today was, well, yesterday was a relax or rest day. Today, 3K, gentle warming up, and then tomorrow there's yoga. And I like how I push myself for a distance on the running and give myself a bit of a rest and then begin to kind of warm the engine up with the goal of running a bit later in the week. And that's really good. And it goes back to the training when I was training for marathons, how you kind of just gradually build it up, reduce it down, but kind of overall, you're increasing the distance as you do. So that's been most of my morning and I've been able to get a lot of things done and including this video, all before having to do the school run and taking care of my kids today. And that's where my day kind of changes entirely. From about 3 o'clock, I'm dad and doing all the things that a parent does from 3 till about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And it's been great today because what I've been able to achieve is all the things I needed to, so that when I'm actually arriving at pickup time, I'm not overly thinking about all some other big things I need to sort out. Everything's been relatively taken care of or tucked away enough so I can return to it later in the day. And that's me, that's my day. Being full on with business all the way through with my work from early this morning until about 3 o'clock, delivering this content for you today and really making an effort to strive towards off the pedestal and then going into dad. I would really love to hear if you've enjoyed this episode. It would mean a lot to me because it's a first kind of outing towards, you know, embracing more my vulnerability, my uniqueness, and hopefully giving you in that mix some sort of value. So if you have enjoyed this, please give it a like, thumbs up, drop me a comment, or if you're hearing us on the podcast, it'd be wonderful if you can leave a rating and a review. This would mean the absolute world to me to understand that this is something of benefit. But other than that, I'm going to leave you to the rest of your wonderful day, and I will catch you next time. This is how legends are made.